In this week's episode, we discuss the White House nerd prom, the most unmagical moment of the YouTube summit, stalking people during our MySpace days, and I discover a penis live on the air. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into this week's episode, we gotta give some love to our friends over at Audible. They love Psychobabble as much as you guys love Psychobabble, and they made this episode completely free, so if you love them, go enjoy them. If you use audiblepodcast.com/besties, you will get your first book free. Thanks, Audible.
Okay, don't...
Ice.
So, don't shake the ice into the microphone. Don't drum on the table, and don't spin the chair into the side of the table.
Well, so we've already begun, and Corey's already yelling at me of things that I can't do.
We can't start from there.
The start was the ice. Did you not hear the ice?
And then
you immediately started yelling at me.
I literally had the whole opening bit planned out.
What was your bit? Save it for the next episode.
No,
write it down.
Do what you normally do.
I'm not going to. No, we've already begun. Corey, welcome to Psychobabble. If you're listening, welcome to hearing us.
Welcome to chatty chat time.
Welcome to chit chat.
Corey and Tyler.
Diddly dat. Skit scat. If you're nasty.
No. I'm not nasty. I'm nasty.
I wonder if our parents know what scat is.
I don't know.
We
both know Jackie knows what scat
Lord
is.
Knows. No, we were both in the car on the way here, and we were talking about our parents and our families and knowing their stories before we came along. Because, you know, my parents are divorced, and I don't know about your family situation.
My parents are divorced.
I didn't know if you want to, like, divulge.
Like, are you
I don't know. Some people are like, keep it personal. Oh. But my parents, like, I don't know they're, like, I know some of their drama, yeah. But I would love to know all of their drama, including whether or not they know what scat is.
I bet that's why they got divorced.
Can you scat for us right now?
Is that how you do it?
Yeah, isn't that scat?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's multiple types of scat.
When I found out what scat was in college, are we still
talking about scat? I guess welcome to the scat episode.
No, when I first heard a friend like making a joke about scat, and then we like knew that it was like a type of music as well.
Yep.
My friend would always play this song called like Scat Man, and it would be like
Scat Man,
and then be like
yeah.
Scat Man.
Yeah, I remember that. I had a friend that did that too. I guess there's always one.
Who was your friend?
His name was Matt.
That was my friend's
name. No, well, everyone. There's so many.
You
Matts.
Know which Matt my Matt was.
Oh, yeah, I do.
The one that you were in love with.
Wait, let's talk about that, Matt. What was... I mean, you can't say his last name because he...
I'm not giving him the promo.
Alive. He doesn't need the promo. But that was a boy. Okay, let me explain this situation. He was so hot from afar.
I will just say...
Can you not just confirm that he was really hot?
I will say my tastes have changed a lot. I mean, he was like traditionally good looking.
He's traditionally
like what an 18-year-old might like. Now that I'm 30, I don't think he's attractive at all.
Drag him. When I was 15, I saw his MySpace profile.
Oh my God. How did you even stumble across
that? Because I was searching through the Lansing area, men interested in men.
You could search that on MySpace?
Oh my God. That's how I found all my boyfriends in middle school.
Are you like air quoting boyfriends?
That's how I found all my imaginary boyfriends, including Matt. So I was searching and I found this guy and I was like, this is not a real person. And I got so involved. I don't think you know this, but I got so involved that I would follow his like updates on MySpace and like figure out where he was town. Like when he was at the Meridian Mall, I saw him at
the
Meridian Mall.
He was always at the Meridian Mall. He worked
there. I saw
him
there once, and I know that he saw me because I always like liked his MySpace pictures. I always commented on everything.
You could do that to strangers? I guess I don't know anything about
MySpace. We were friends. And I would like stalk his top 8. Listen.
Did you? I was in his top 8. I was his roommate.
Corbin Coolio?
Don't drag me.
No, I was just like, he was super hot. And then I met you and I knew his origin story, if you will.
Oh my God.
And
it's like he's an X-Man.
And he was, I guess, I found some things that made him a little less desirable.
Well, like what?
I just learned some things.
That he was into the scat man.
That he was into the scat man. Now, I was going to talk about the bleaching story, but we'll save that for another day.
Wait, I was going to bring up the bleaching story, but you
want to tell
it.
The bleaching story?
It wasn't a bleaching. It was
Should we call him up? Do you have his number still?
No. I can't even find him on Facebook anymore.
Oh, my God. I unfriended him after the incident.
The bleaching incident. So, Tyler, what have you been up to aside from scatting and bleaching?
I have been up
Hashtag scatting and bleaching.
Hashtag scatting and bleaching? I don't think that should
like
be a thing.
I like scatting and bleaching.
Scatting,
you know,
and
the
bleaching.
Kids drop the G's from the things.
Oh, my God.
Scatting and bleaching.
When was the last time you dropped a G?
Literally
right now.
Is
that an amount of money? I think that's an amount.
I think that's a drug reference you just made.
I think I'm dropping G's right now.
I would like to drop some Z's, if you know what I mean.
G's,
because your story is putting me to sleep.
Well, speaking of sleep, I slept recently. But in between all that slumber, I was up to some stuff. You want to know what I was up to?
I guess. I think it's funny because you have this list of things you want to talk about, and I literally didn't ask you how any of these things went.
Ask me, Corey. I've been up to a lot. And I got home, and Corey's like, hey.
And I was like, we have work to do. We're going on tour.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Your official response.
As of this moment, when you're listening to this, we're already beginning the tour. The tour is back. So if you are...
The tour is back.
I was going to say...
Pictures of us in our onesies and our backs.
Sure.
The tour is back.
Oh, my God! Wait, let's do that. Okay.
Very busy.
If you're listening to this right now, we're currently in the UK. So I think there's still tickets for London, maybe. So,
oh, my God. Come see.
Yeah. But the rest of the stuff is sold out, I think. At least for the UK. And then we're coming to America, and then we're going to Australia. But anyway.
What
have I been up to? Well, I was just at the White House.
Were you there?
Oh, no, I wasn't.
I was like, or were you at a party near the White House? I guess I'm a liar.
I'm entirely a liar. I was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and that is not at the White House. It's at the Hilton.
I mean, but the president was there.
Right. Anywhere the president goes becomes the White House.
I think so.
That's how the politics work.
I think that's what they call it.
Yeah.
Was Michelle there?
Oh, Michelle was there, yes.
I saw a lot of the clips of the like stand-up routines and that sort of thing. But I didn't see any pictures of Michelle.
I will say. Okay, so Michelle,
that was my priority.
Michelle was there. Barack was there. Everyone was there. But they call the White House Correspondents' Dinner hashtag nerd prom.
Really?
That's what it is called in the industry. Yes. Because it's a whole bunch of adults putting on tuxes, going. Everyone like brings a date. It's celebrities and politicians.
So everyone brings a date. Who was your date?
Well, I was the date of Arianna Huffington.
Oh, okay.
Who you may know as...
Arianna Huffington.
the queen in charge of Huffington Post. So she brought me along, and she brought a whole bunch of other internet people. So Grace Helbig was there, Marcus Johns was there, Jerome Jarr, I think that's how you say his name?
Yeah.
Jerome Jarr.
That's how we always say it.
Was there a whole crew. Bethany Mota was there. But it was really fun, and we got to, like, you know, have some drinks. I saw Martha Stewart. I will say, I don't get starstruck often. And it always happens with people that I don't think I'm gonna, like, I never even assume I'll get starstruck by.
Yeah.
Case in point, Jordan Sparks. Case in point, Paris Hilton. And then now, Martha Stewart. I freaked the fuck out. My heart was racing. And I didn't think I would. But, you know, it happened.
Did you see her from afar?
No. She was about the distance between me and you right now.
No.
Which, if you can't see how far apart we are, we're actually a mile apart.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you feel like
Connie
you were...
Britton was there?
Oh my God.
I thought of you.
Did you know her Twitter bio says, hey y'all?
No.
That's it. I love it. Classic Connie.
My dad just sent me a mug that has y'all on it. He goes, that seemed like you. Send me a picture of you drinking out of it. I was like,
calm
down.
Does your dad know that you have 900 mugs?
No.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't. Well, now he does.
Dad, listen.
No, you know who else was there? Lucy Liu.
No, I love
Lucy
Liu.
And we made eye contact, and I didn't go over there because I was like, it was crowded, and all the seats were very close back to back, so you couldn't really get around.
Yeah.
But what's our story about Lucy Liu?
No, I was going to say, I get your story about the, like, freak out when you see, like, a random person that you don't think
you'll freak out. Were you like that with Lucy Liu?
No, I was like that with Rob Thomas.
Oh, my God.
Who was there when we met Lucy Liu. Rob Thomas, lead singer of Matchbox 20.
What's that song by Matchbox 20?
Oh, my God. Which one? Unwell. It's my favorite.
I'm just a little unwell.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You sounded like
him. That was actually not bad.
Yeah.
No, what's the other song?
Which one?
Black Bubble?
No.
Black
No.
Balloon?
No, that's Goo Goo Dolls.
Baby's black balloon hit me fly.
Yeah, don't question my like 90s okay, like rock band knowledge.
I think I'm I could have been a 90s vocalist. Yeah,
you literally didn't even know who Rob Thomas was. And I was like dying.
I get knocked down.
But that was at the Trevor Gala.
You're never going to keep me down.
That's Chumbawamba.
I know. No, so we were at Trevor Live last year.
This was last summer. But anyways.
And we were back in like the green room, and it was the most hodgepodge group of people. So
okay, I mean, first of all, we should say there were like six people in the room.
Yeah, it was very small group of people. All of them were like interested. Like imagine
it was the weirdest collection of people.
You know how
in the room.
the real world tries to get very different people. Seven strangers chosen to live in a house. They have nothing to do with each other. Meant to like you know be different. It was Wanda Sykes.
Zachary Quinto.
Lucy Liu.
Rob Thomas. Tyler
my
Oakley.
Dad. And me and Corey.
Yeah.
That was it.
The weirdest room.
And my dad's going around talking to everyone like, well, hey there.
I was like,
trying to make friends.
I was just staring at Rob Thomas and dying because I'm actually a huge
Rob Thomas came up to me
fan.
And he said that he was a fan.
I heard. That happened while I was in the bathroom.
I will say, there's very few times where Corey's disgusting, but one time was during Trevor Live when Rob Thomas was performing.
Corey had his phone
up the entire performance recording. I'm like, who records a performance of a concert or of anything?
That wasn't me recording. That was like, you know how the kids like used to, like adults used to have lighters at concerts and now kids like hold up their phone with
you're
a flashlight on.
You're trash.
That was me. I was just trying to I was trying to celebrate the moment.
Well, Lucy Liu was there and she went to U of M, I think, or she lived in Ann Arbor for a time. So we were talking about all the gay bars.
You were fast friends.
In Michigan. But yeah, I saw her at the White House. Anyway, who else was at the White House? Laverne Cox was there.
I saw your Queen. Instagram of you and her.
And so, yeah, we did the White House thing, which was really fun. And then what else? And then I went from D.C. to New York, and I was at the YouTube Summit. I wish you were there.
I wasn't.
The whole time I was there, I was like, I wish Corey were here.
The whole time you were there, I was like, I'm so happy to be home doing nothing. I was working out with friends, going for runs.
Okay. Well, it was really fun.
I bought groceries. And
oh, my God.
My credit card company called me because I spent $100 at the grocery store, and that never happens because I'm never home.
Wow. They were like, fraudulent cards.
Literally, they were called. They were like, who just spent $100 at the grocery store?
And you're like, it was me.
It's like, it's me. Daddy's cooking this week.
Daddy's cooking.
Good story, huh?
Well, as you were cooking.
You were looking.
I was looking.
At all the other YouTube creators.
No, I was. You know who was there? Snoop Dogg. He gave a speech.
What was it about?
He said some really interesting things. So they had the summit. It was all like a whole bunch of YouTubers coming to New York for the 10th birthday of YouTube.
Was it nice or did you have to slum it?
It was really nice. They gave us gummy bears. The best gummy bears I've ever tasted. I tweeted at the company.
I saw you tweet at a gummy bear company and I was like, he's very busy in New York.
The gummy bears were juicy and not too hard, not too soft. How were the red ones? I have some left at my apartment. I'll have you try them.
You know my issue with gummy bears.
I really don't.
It's 2015 and I can't just buy a bag of all red gummy bears. That's like the dumbest thing in the world.
Have you not Googled this?
Yeah. Oh, daddy's Googled
it. Oh, daddy is Googled. Well, I bet you can go to a candy shop.
And like,
I'll take you to the candy shop.
You know
shop.
At the like grocery stores with the bulk candy? I've thought about going and just picking out all the red ones.
Live your dream. Go live your dream.
I'm gonna. One of these days when I'm not super busy.
Well, they gave us those gummy bears and I just showed you last night what else they gave me. That turkey jerky.
Oh, my gosh.
It's still in my bag. Anyway.
You tried to make me eat a turkey cranberry bar.
Listen. Anyway. So they had the YouTube Summit. All of us were there. They had speakers like Josh. Who could Josh be? Name a Josh celebrity.
Groban.
Name another.
Doom with hell.
Let's play a game. Okay. You name a Josh celebrity and then we'll go back and forth.
I just named two.
Well, start again.
Josh Groban.
Josh Jamel.
That's who I
Your
said.
Turn.
The sweet life of Josh and Cody.
Zach. Try again.
Joshua Jackson.
Okay. That's not a name.
Yes, it is. He was on Dawson's Creek.
Josh Hartnett?
No.
Is that a name?
I think you're right.
Your turn.
Right.
Your turn.
I think you're right.
Your turn.
Joshua Tree.
That's not a name. Josh Whedon?
That's Joss.
It's different pronunciations. Different
I have a
cultures.
Cousin named Josh.
That counts. Okay. Josh, I've got a cousin named Josh. I think he was gothic for some time. Either gothic or what's that called when you are a juggalo. He was either gothic or juggalo.
No.
Yeah.
I just don't believe you.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Well, that was a fun game.
I loved it. I was just...
Are you Googling more Josh's?
I just Googled celebrity Josh's.
Yeah. Well, who else we got?
The number one that came up is Josh Hutcherson.
I love Josh Hutcherson.
I don't even know who that is.
Well, he's...
Oh, wait.
He's from Hunger Games, isn't he?
That's... His name's Josh? Anyway.
Josh?
So, you know
Josh what? Feels like a mid-Michigan name, doesn't it?
Mid-Michigan? I was thinking more UP.
Good point.
So...
Oh, no. So not Josh. I meant to say John. John Green spoke. Snoop Dogg spoke. Wes Anderson spoke. Who's that magician?
Oh, David Copperfield.
Yes. David Blaine.
Oh.
David Blaine was there. And that, you know, I'm not, in, you know, I don't like voodoo after the incident.
I do.
But he was there and he did some tricks and he like fucked with Louise. My favorite part was, you know Gigi Gorgeous.
Yes.
He was doing a trick with somebody sitting next to Gigi Gorgeous. And Gigi, they had like a screen so you could watch on the big screen. And Gigi was bewildered. Like the ideal,
viewer.
Audience member.
For a magician.
For a magician.
Like, was it good magic?
Yeah, I guess. He like stabbed through his hand. He did this. He did that. He like made cards do stuff. And then I will say, magicians... I can say this because
I used to dabble in magic.
I used to dabble.
The Gathering.
No, I did used to dabble. No, YouTubers could also be classified as this, but magicians are professional attention holders,
seekers,
if you will. Mm-hmm. And as a YouTuber, it's kind of the same thing. But a magician, it's like, okay, we get it. You want us to watch what you're doing. Especially with, he was like, okay, well, now my next trick. I'm going to get into this dunk of, what's it called? A tank of water. A water tank. For 10 minutes. We had to just kind of stand there.
He held his breath underwater for 10 minutes?
Yeah. I was like, okay.
That seems like a lot.
I was literally, the glass was clear. So I was like waving my finger like, wrap it up. Luckily, they had grilled cheeses around. So I left with Grace and we got some grilled cheeses.
How many minutes in?
And then we came back and he was still underwater.
Now, did they have someone standing next to the like tank to look in?
We were all surrounding it.
I mean, I just don't believe it.
There were fish inside too.
What?
Yeah.
What about snakes?
No snakes.
No. Okay.
No. And he was just kind of like hovering in the water. I was over it. I was bored of it. Anyway, what else happened?
Anyone can hold their breath for 10 minutes. I could. I'm going to try it for the rest of this podcast.
Thank God. Later! Now, before we go any further about what's going on this week and everything in pop culture and our lives, we got to give some love to our friends over at Audible. They are providing this week's episode completely free for you guys. Audible.com is the leading provider of audiobooks with more than 180,000 downloadable titles. If you love listening to podcasts, then you will love audiobooks, whether you're driving around or on your way to school or going to the gym or whatever. They are perfect. This week, we are recommending Kris Jenner and All Things Kardashian by Kris Jenner herself. If you want to get that for free, you can use audiblepodcast.com/besties. They are giving you guys the hookup. If you use that link, you're going to get your first book free. You can get that book or any other downloadable title. Again, I said 180,000 downloadable titles with audiblepodcast.com/besties. Go get one for free and we'll love you forever because they love us over here at Psychobabble and we want to give them love back. So go get that book. Yeah. Enjoy. Okay. So Corey, what have you been up to?
You mean when I was just like hanging out when you were doing all these fun things?
Yeah. Wait, P.S. before we get into you,
of course.
I went to Hannah Hart's, she did like a pub thing, like
a trivia night.
She did a trivia night. She hosted a trivia night at a pub. And I will say, so many people came up to me and said they loved the podcast.
I like that.
I'm like, I think maybe, there's like a stereotype within like YouTube and stuff that it's a younger audience, but the pub thing was 21 and up and there were so many people that loved the podcast. So I want to know. I would like to know kind of demographics of you guys, the people listening. Tweet us with
this ASL.
Hashtag Psychobabble ASL.
Oh my God.
With your age,
sex and location.
That's, if you don't know ASL, that was like a thing back in the like MySpace
days.
I want to know. Hashtag Psychobabble ASL with your age, sex, and location.
I mean, once they're done tweeting, scatting, and bleaching.
Okay. Corey, what have you been up to? What have you been doing?
Oh, my God. I just had, like, a rough couple of weeks, you know. I was watching Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
And I mean, spoiler alert.
I gotta
beware.
Ask. I
Let
gotta
me
ask
preface
right now.
This.
What is the spoiler alert that it's still on the air?
No.
Drag.
They killed Derek Shepherd.
Now, who is that?
You've okay.
I watched like five seasons, but I don't
I was gonna say
who that
I
is.
Searched your previous tweets and I saw you tweeting about Grey's Anatomy.
You know, I watched it during a hard time in my life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, you did.
I did.
Derek was like the main guy. Patrick
McDreamy?
Dempsey. McDreamy.
Oh.
He's McDead.
Jesus.
And they didn't even have a real McFuneral.
I would kill for a McNugget right now.
Well, I was going to say a McFlurry. Daddy does not
What's
need
your favorite
any
type of McFlurry?
The thing that came to my mind first was a nerd flurry.
Okay, well, that's not a thing.
Oh.
They don't have that at
not
McDonald's.
Not at McDonald's,
no.
But like at like a DQ, do something right. DQ something right.
What?
That's a Dairy Queen slogan.
If you could get dessert at any fast food place, where would
yes.
you go?
Yes. Fast food?
Any fast food place.
Can I do a chain restaurant?
Sure.
So Chili's has these really good
lava
cakes. I
thought
like,
you were
going to
say a Bloomin' Onion. I'm like, that's not dessert, but I guess in some
And
cultures.
That's also Outback Steakhouse, you animal.
I'm sorry.
You're trash.
I'm sorry.
Know your chain restaurants.
I'm sorry.
I guess I never got dessert from... Does
I'm
like
a
fruit and yogurt
place.
Parfait from McDonald's count?
No.
No, it doesn't.
No, it does not.
Oh. I would love a good Frosty now and then.
A vanilla or a chocolate?
The regular Frosty.
A vanilla or a chocolate?
I don't even... Whatever
chocolate
they used,
regular.
I was gonna say in my
I like you know what I would
in my
get?
Day there was only one
the thing that I would love and you don't like coffee so you're not gonna
dipping
care.
Fries in a Frosty.
I do love that. No, I love a Jamocha shake from Arby's. Yum yum yum.
No.
Okay, okay. Ooh, no. I got close.
Do you know what? Also, I had another rough thing happen last week.
What happened? Did somebody BCC? Did somebody CC an email? But mean to BCC an email?
No, that happened to you.
I know.
We're trying to bring this back to you, but there was a picture of you and I promoting the tour in a magazine.
Corey had a moment.
The magazine called me Darren.
This is just like on Monsters, Inc. when
Is it?
When Mike Wazowski was on the cover of something, and they put a logo right over his face.
Oh, he was like in the bottom corner or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, or something.
That's it's literally what would happen
it's kind
to
of, it kind of is the same mentality.
They were like, Darren and Tyler look so cute
yeah, well,
in their
explain
onesies.
Explain the situation.
It's like an Australian Tiger Beat, I think.
Yeah.
I don't
Girlfriend
even
magazine,
know if
right?
I want to plug their name.
Girlfriend
they
magazine.
Didn't plug my name.
Girlfriend magazine.
And they posted a picture of us and said we were cute, but then also called me Darren.
Well, maybe they think you're Darren Chris?
I have no idea who they think I am.
Or what's another Darren? Are we going to play this game?
They need to give me a full page spread to make up for it. They heard it here
you know,
first.
I will say I'm uncomfortable with the terminology spread.
Why?
In a teen magazine.
Now tell me some things you do like to spread.
Jam.
Peanut butter.
Okay, let's go back and forth. Okay, you say peanut butter. I say jam.
Oh, I say mayonnaise.
I say butter.
Wait, did you tell the story about you ate a stick of butter?
Yes, we told it when Hannah was here.
Oh, good.
If you haven't listened to that episode, it was good.
I just want to tell you again that I want to remind everybody that you once ate a stick of butter and thought it was cheese.
And look at me now. Actually, since then, I've had breathing issues, I will say. I didn't tell you last night. I was so uncomfortable. We were watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
When I breathe in really hard, I think I need to go to the doctor. When I breathe in hard, it hurts my back. Is that normal?
Probably not.
It's from the butter, I think.
You should probably get that checked out ASAP.
Before we go on the road for tour.
Before we're on a flight for 10 hours sitting straight up in not a comfortable
So now
seat.
I just do short little breaths.
Lots of them.
Like a chihuahua, if
like
you will.
A little doggy do.
Speaking of Drag Race, who are you rooting for?
Okay, at
we were
this
watching
point.
It last night. We don't know what happened next week, which is yesterday. If you're listening to this the day it comes out, so
we're at the final five for
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
I'm still rooting for Katya. Katya.
I was thinking about
I
it.
I always
Katya.
Feel like I say it wrong.
I was thinking about it in the morning or this morning in the shower.
And
I've always been on board with Ginger Minch.
Yes,
I've never been about. Violet Chachki.
Okay.
Everyone else I'm kind of okay with.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's in the final five. I will say Ginger Minj is stepping down from my faves.
And Katya
stepping
is like
up.
Climbing.
I don't know how much of it is based on edit, because you know producers and editors can kind of warp how you feel about certain contestants.
Right.
They're very much doing that with Violet because of in everybody's interviews, they're explaining how much
she's growing
and how she's becoming nice and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I see you trying to make it acceptable for us to want her to be in the final three.
Yeah.
But Katya, I'm liking.
Yeah.
I would not mind Katya winning. And I was on Katya's YouTube channel last night. She's hilarious.
Is she?
Yeah.
You went home after the show and did your research?
Yes.
I was living for the Untucked episode from the most recent, well, not the week that this is airing.
Last week's.
Yeah. It was, okay, there are spoilers involved, but it was Trixie literally saying how safe she was and how she thought she won the challenge.
Did she go home?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It was like everybody.
That's me on any reality show, though.
Oh my God.
I would feel like, well, I am good to go. I'm going to be final two, and then I'd go home.
Yeah. No, it was actually the best episode of Untucked I've had all season. But I mean, there were six people left, and they were arguing over who was going to, they thought were, I mean, there was a very real possibility that anyone could have been in the bottom two.
Well, Corey, speaking of Drag Race, and speaking of races.
Yeah.
And speaking of your race.
What?
Not you being white, but your race, the race you did.
I did a race.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Like a month ago.
Yeah, tell the people.
Me and some friends, we ran from Los Angeles to San Diego.
Now, I gotta say, that seems like a bad decision.
No, I ran.
There's things that could happen. You could get hit by a car. Were you not nervous about that?
No, not at all. And I had to run in the middle of the night at one point. Everybody ran three times.
That's terrifying.
And I ran at like 1 o'clock in the morning was one of my legs. But you had to wear reflector vests. You had to wear like a light on your head.
Was it cute? I have a headlight.
Do you?
Like for if you're a minor.
Yeah, it was
not under 18, but like if you're like
coal miner's daughter,
yes. Yeah,
Loretta Lynn.
Yes, you know how they got a canary under the ground.
Yes,
I hate that.
Why? Because you feel bad for the birds.
I never feel bad for birds. You remember when I got shit on?
No, I didn't watch that video.
Rude. I was wearing an acid wash tee, and it shit on my shirt. Luckily, the acid wash was gray itself, so it just looked like a little bit more of acid wash, but.
What?
That white
Walk
bird
me
poop.
Through like what happened when you got shit on by the bird.
I was talking. I was at Starbucks and I was sitting next to this boy who was flirting with me. He was from the UK.
You sat at a Starbucks?
Yeah, I like to go to Starbucks and, you know, work.
I feel like you're the magician drowning for 10 minutes.
Okay, shut up. So there I was sitting writing and a bird was, I was outside and a bird shit on me and it was right on my belly.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, that's it. That's the end of that story.
And then, what did you say?
And I said...
Is that really
And then I started
said?
Tweeting. Yeah, I went on a Twitter rampage.
I didn't even see those tweets.
Do you have me muted?
I think so.
Let's talk about celebrities we have muted.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
I don't... Roseanne Barr.
Wow, why not just unfollow her? Because she follows you.
No. Yeah, because, like, so. I do like Roseanne, and, like, I would like to see her stand up, but sometimes she gets a little out there with her.
You want to see her, like, stop sitting? Is that what you mean?
No.
Got it.
She's doing his, like, stand-up, like, tour. I would love to see her. I love Roseanne. I just don't love her on Twitter.
You know, speaking of Roseanne.
Yeah.
We got to talk about Brittany and Iggy's new song, Pretty Girls.
Okay, because Roseanne's
a pretty girl.
I believe that.
Thoughts? Summer anthem?
All around the world. Pretty girls.
Do you think it's going to be summer anthem?
Oh, gosh. There's just a little too much Iggy in it.
There's a lot of people. Well, Iggy creates a summer anthem, does she not?
One song, one summer does not make an artist summer hit smash maker, or does it not?
Pardon?
No.
Pardon yourself?
No, Katie is the queen of summer. She's done it more than once.
Well, where's her song right now?
Hello? She's working on it.
There it is. Okay, speaking of working on it.
I thought you were going to say speaking of Katie at the Met Gala.
Yeah, let's go to the Met Gala. Our queens.
Oh my gosh.
Got together with.
Why did they need Madonna in their picture?
Because it was three queens talking
about.
Do you
think Madonna brought them together?
I think they were all in line for the bathroom, or all in line for a drink, or all in line for something.
You know what?
And somebody was like, girls, get together.
I had a dream
the
last
night. The smiles
on
their faces said, here I am taking a picture, not to start drama.
No, I saw a cuter picture that like was posted on Instagram later.
What did your queen tweet? Or she with the caption?
She tweeted, monster cat rebel hearts.
Now, do you
I mean, I feel like she could have had a better hashtag.
Well, As somebody with the most followers on Twitter, you'd think she'd be able to do it.
You would.
But here we are.
No, all I kept thinking after I saw the picture is like, oh my gosh, what if Katie and Gaga had a song together? And then I was like, oh my
God, what if
they made Madonna be in it too?
No!
What if Madonna ruined it?
No, yeah, that would be bad. I'm not into that.
What if... No. What if, like...
There are some combos that don't need to collab.
I would love a Katie Gaga.
I would not.
Sounds like a hater.
Sorry.
Sounds like Gaga's next number one.
The song? What? Oh, how dare you! That's so rude. Out of the three outfits, you have to admit Gaga looked best.
No.
Right?
No, I like something that gives a little more shape, but shows a little more form, body.
Who did that?
Katie.
Not Katie. Katie walked around with a spray paint can and...
It was art. It was living art.
Oh, so it was kind of like art pop?
No.
She was kind of like stealing an era?
Art pop or art flop?
Don't come.
I will.
Rebel heart. Yikes.
I have a rebel heart.
So Madonna wearing rebel heart on her dress. Do you not feel like that was very Macy Gray?
Wait, it said rebel heart.
That's
on
why
Madonna's...
I sent you that tweet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Madonna's dress said Rebel Heart on it. Just like Macy Gray's dress from that one award show where it said, my new album drops May 31st or whatever.
Do you know, that was like the VMAs though. Do you know what, I don't like writing on a dress, but do you know what I do like on a dress?
Heh.
A penis.
What?
FKA Twigs had a penis on her
that
dress.
That was a baby arm.
It was a penis.
It was a baby's arm holding a persimmon.
It wasn't.
It was.
Did you look at the picture?
Yes,
do you even know what I'm talking about?
FKA Twigs. Let me look it up.
You are so wrong.
I need to find this penis in question.
I looked at it this morning and I was like, oh.
Here I am looking at the dress. That is an arm. Where's the dick?
No.
If I had a dime for every time I yelled, where's the dick?
What's great. Now you're playing. Look at you.
No, see, no dick.
Tyler, are you being serious?
I see the dick! Oh my god, I see the dick! Oh, it's right by the slit.
Were you being serious all this time?
Yeah, I didn't see. Wow. I don't like that one bit.
I do.
Oh my god, yeah, and there's nipple.
Right,
wow.
That's the man's, like, torso.
She's really wearing penis.
She wears penis well.
Yeah, she does. She does. Yeah. And if there's one thing I like about a celebrity, it's when they can truly hold their own dick. Yeah. She does. She does. And I will say, I like them as a couple, her and Robert Pattinson.
I didn't even know they were dating.
Oh, my God. Apparently, they're engaged, but it's not open yet.
Oh.
Some other celebrity in an interview dropped the news.
That they were engaged?
Spilled the beans. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now she's got a penis on her dress.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a straight engagement.
Did you like that dress, though?
It's okay.
Did you really think there was an arm on the dress?
Look at the arm on her boob.
You're an idiot.
There's an arm.
Yeah. And then look at the slit of her dress.
Is that dick uncut? What's up?
Well, now that we've talked about penises on dresses.
We got to go. Corey, where can people find you?
My name is Corey Cool. I'm on the internet.
Corey, where can people find me?
I don't know. I muted you and blocked you.
Ah! Tyler Oakley on Twitter and YouTube and Tumblr and Facebook and Instagram and everywhere. If you want to find me, come hang out. And if you want to tweet along, I want to know. Hashtag Psychobabble ASL.
Yeah.
Let us know who you are. But thanks for listening. Corey, how can people subscribe?
They go to iTunes. They click subscribe. It's just a simple little click.
It's the easiest click. And get your friends to do it. We would love that.
Yeah. Make your friends.
Yeah. Okay, that's all.
Love you.
Love you later.
Bye.
Bye.